头是够的。
Psalm 92 verse 14。
他们年老的时候仍要结果子。
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
要满了枝浆而常发青。
They shall be fat and flourishing.
呀，这些人呢，年老的人很特别。
These are very unique old people.
他们仍然结果子。
They still bring forth fruit.
他们仍然有这个活泼的生命。
They still have vitality and life.
他们满了枝浆。
They shall be fat and flourishing.
他们发青。
They are very tender in green and sprouting.
这表示他们里面还是充满了生命。
They are filled with life.
这是也是很美丽的图画。
It's a beautiful picture.
基督徒信主很久了还是这样。
Christians believing for so many years are still the same.
有的人年纪大了。
Some people with old age.
但是灵性还是很好。
Still have very high spiritual growth.
为什么这样？
Why are they so?
我们看上一节。
Let us go back one more verse.
13节。
Verse 13 tells us.
他们栽于耶和华的殿中。
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord
发旺在我们神的院里
shall flourish in the courts of our God.
这些年老的人
these people of old age
他们是义人
they are righteous people.
好像十二节说的
like verse 12 says
他们栽在圣殿里面
they are planted in the house of the Lord.
因此他们兴旺
therefore they flourish.
他们在神的院子里面
In the courts of our God.
他们靠近神。
They are near to God.
与神有密切的关系。
They have close fellowship with God.
所以他们好像棕树一样。
So they are like a palm tree.
也好像香柏树一样。
And they are like a cedar tree.
他们发旺。
And they flourish.
神的恩典维持他们的生命。
The grace of God sustains their life.
感谢主。
We praise God.
如果我问一个问题
If I were to ask the question
这个钢铁坚硬呢还是一棵树坚硬呢
Is a tree harder than steel?
或者我再改正一点我用的词句不大对
Let me rephrase that
所以翻译也不用翻译我的意思就是说这个钢铁更坚强呢还是一棵树更坚强呢
Which is stronger, steel or a tree?
这个钢铁看起来很坚强
The steel looks very strong.
如果你不信的话，你用头碰一碰就知道。
If you don't believe it, you can try hitting your head against it.
如果你觉得你的拳头很硬，你试试看。
If you think your fist is very hard, you could try hitting it too.
但是你把钢铁放在这个露天的地方。
But if you put steel out in the open,
有雨下在上面。
When the rain comes,
有太阳晒，有风吹。
Sun shines, the wind blows.
过了一段时间它生锈
After a period of time, it begins to rust.
过了几个月它腐烂了
And after a while, it starts to disintegrate.
最坚强的腐烂
The strongest start to disintegrate.
但是一棵树
But the tree
在高山顶上
Right on the top of a mountain.
常常有大风吹它
Often is billowed by strong winds.
冬天下雪盖住它
And heavy snowfall.
但是它怎么样
But what happens?
它不会腐烂。
It does not disintegrate.
它反而长大。
It grows, in fact.
颜色更清脆。
The green becomes greener.
为什么
？Why?
它有生命。
Because it has life in it.
它的根很深。
And its roots are deep.
它更强。
And it becomes stronger.
在这里告诉我。
Here it tells us.
这些基督徒很强。
These are strong Christians.
为什么
？Why?
就是他们的根是在神的院子里面。
Because they are rooted in the house of God.
他们和神有密切的关系。
And they have a very intimate relationship with God.
所以他们站得住。
And therefore they are able to stand fast.
他们认识神。
They know God.
他们爱神。
And they love God.
和神接近。
They are close to God.
结果神的能力变成他们的能力。
And so the might of God becomes their might.
有一次在香港我到冰头花园就是香港的植物园
One time I visited the botanical gardens in Hong Kong
我在里面散步的时候
And when I was strolling around there
我发现一个大的石柱子石头的柱子
I saw this pillar of rock
那么有这个万藤啊这个绕在这个柱子上
And entwined around it was ivy
大家知道这个蔓藤是很弱的，它自己都站不起来的。
The ivy being a very weak plant that cannot even stand up on its own.
但是当它这个环绕这个柱子的时候
，But when it entwines around this pillar，
换句话是当它抱住这个柱子的时候
，In other words, when it embraces this pillar，
它就跟这个柱子一样强。
It becomes as strong as the pillar。
这个香港有的时候是来打台风。
Sometimes these typhoons we see in Hong Kong，
这个软弱的藤蔓的台风都不怕。
This ivy is not afraid of these strong winds。
为什么它抱住了那个最坚强的柱子？
Because it has embraced the strongest of pillars。
这个时候最弱的就变得最强的。
And at that time, the weakest become the strongest。
我们原来很软弱。
We who are weak。
但是我们的信心的手抱住主的时候
，When we embrace our God in faith，
我们就变得最强。
We become strong。
这个风雨都不能够把我们摇动。
Unbuffeted by wind or rain。
主的力量变成我们的力量。
The power of God becomes ours。
感谢主。
We thank God。
这就是为什么保罗说
，And that is why Paul says，
我什么时候软弱，就什么时候。刚强。
It is when I am weak that I become strong.
啊，这句话原来是文法上不通的。
It is not meaningful grammatically.
我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强。
How can I be strong when I am weak?
但是感谢主。
But praise God.
这是一个属灵的真理。
This is a spiritual truth.
我们在基督里面变得刚强。
In Christ we become strong.
一个最弱的人变成一个最强的人。
The weakest become the strongest.
这些义人。
All these righteous people,
从年轻到年老,
from the young to the old,
站得住,
they are able to stand forth,
结果子,
and to bear fruit,
有丰盛的生命,
and they have life abundant.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow in prayer.
天父, 我们再一次的同心感谢你,
Heavenly Father, we thank you in one accord,
你实在有奇妙的作为,
because your works are marvelous indeed.
你在信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
The power that you have shown in those that believe you are so great.
主，我们在你面前承认我们自己的软弱。
And before you we admit how weak we are.
但是我们也能够和保罗一同说，在信的人凡事都能。
But we too can, like Paul say, we can do all things in Christ.
主，我们感谢你，我们靠着加力量给我们的，我们凡事都能做。
We thank you because we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us.
主啊，愿你的能力更多的借助我们的信心彰显出来。
And we ask that thy power can be even more magnified in us by faith.
我们愿意和保罗一同说，因此我们更欢喜夸自己的软弱，好让基督的能力覆庇我。
And we too would like Paul say, because of our weakness, we will boast of our weakness because the grace of Christ is shown.
我们为了保罗的经验感谢你。
We thank you for the experience of Paul.
也为了我们也可以有同样的经验而更感谢你。
And we thank you more that we too are able to have these similar experiences.
求主带领我们更多的经历你奇妙的作为。
We ask that you will lead us into more experiencing of thy marvelous works.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.今天早上我们要从诗篇里面领受关于侍奉的信息。
This morning we will look through the Psalms, the picture of service.
哎，刚才何医生说的好，是 picture service, 我真是要用 picture. 好
the message of service too.
侍奉是非常的重要。
It is important to serve.
每一个得救的人应该侍奉主。
Everyone that is saved should serve the Lord.
侍奉主是我们的大喜乐。
This is our great joy.
如果一个被主救赎的人呢，没有为主做什么
？A person that saves the Lord and does not do anything for the Lord.
哎呀，他自己的心也不会满足。
Will not be satisfied in himself.
主的心当然也不会满足。
Let alone the heart of the Lord.
有一个小孩子很欢喜发问题。
There's a child that loves to ask questions.
他常常问妈妈，这是什么？有什么用？这是什么？有什么用？
He would ask his mother, what is this? What is it for?
那么后来忽然呢，他问妈妈，我有什么用？
And one day he asked mother, what am I for?
妈妈说，妈妈说问得好。
And mother said, that's well asked.
你有什么用？
What use are you?
各位弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们也问自己。
Let us ask ourselves.
我这一个足用重价买赎的人有什么用
？This person that has been purchased with a heavy price by God, what use has it?
如果别人说我没有用，这个还不大要紧。
It matters not if other people said that I'm useless.
如果主说我没有用，哎呀，这个是一件大事啊。
But it does matter indeed if the Lord says so.
我们的心里有什么答案？我是不是一个有用的基督徒
？What sort of an answer can we give in our hearts? Am I a useful Christian?
现在我们要开始看诗篇。
Let us read the Psalms now.
先看第九十篇。
Psalm 90。
我们把两节的圣经做一个对比。
There's a contrast between two verses.
第十节和第十七节
Verse 10 and 17
九十篇第十节和十七节
Psalm 90 verse 10 and 17
我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮可到八十岁但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去十七节愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上愿你坚立我们手所做的功我们手所做的功愿你坚立
The days of our years there are 70 of them and if there is great strength 80 years yet their best involves toil and grief for it is soon gone and we vanish Verse 17 May the grace of the Lord our God rest upon us and confirm the work of our hands upon usYes, the work of our hands confirmed thou it.
这篇诗是摩西写的。
The psalm was written by Moses.
在这两节里面呢，有相反的两个意思。
There are contrasting ideas in these two verses.
第十节。
Verse 10.
有四个字，转眼成空。
The word says that it is soon gone.
Yeah, 这是很悲观的话。
A very pessimistic statement.
这是很消极的话。
Negative.
为什么摩西讲这话？
Why did Moses say this?
他是不是要我们做基督徒的人呢？都消极。
Does he want Christians to be negative?
他是不是要我们做基督徒的人都悲观？
Does he want Christians to be pessimistic?
到底他为什么这样讲？
Why did he say so?
他不但这样讲。
Not only did he say so.
在上文呢他还用其他的话形容人生。
In the preceding text, he also used other words to describe life.
第六节
Verse 6.
他说人生好像野地里的花草。
He describes life as the flowers and grass in the wild.
早生发芽生长晚上的阁下枯干。
In the morning it flourishes and springs up. By evening it is mown and it withers.
只有一天的时光。
It's only one day to live.
第三节，第四节。
Verse 4.
就是说，人生好像夜间的一更。
He describes life as a watch in the night.
请问一更有多长？
How long is a watch?
我想青年人都不晓得。
I'm sure young people don't realize what is it.
那么从前读中国这个故事的就比较晓得，每夜有五更。
The people that understand old Chinese tradition knew that there are five watches in the night.
一更有几个小时。
Do you know how many hours are they in one watch?
两个小时。
Two hours.
所以现在更短了，刚才的六节是十二小时，早上晚上十二小时，现在呢一更只有两小时。
Now this is shorter. Just now it was 12 hours. Now it's only 2 hours.
再看第九节。
Now let's look at verse 9.
末了一句。
The last statement.
好像一声叹息。
As a sighing.
要问大家一声叹息有多长啊？
How long is a sigh?
青年人又不知道。
Young people probably don't understand again.
你们不会叹气啊。
You don't know how to sigh, do you?
那是假的，那是假的。
That is a fake sigh.
刚才那声叹气哈，很短，很短。
It was too short a sigh.
你们听过老人家叹气吗
？Have you ever heard an elderly sigh?
最长的叹气有多长
？Do you know what is the longest sigh?
我想大概三秒钟。
I think it's about 3 seconds.
滴答，滴答。这已经相当长了。
That's pretty long, actually.
你觉得还不够长，你试试看。
Try it, see if you can go longer than that.
哎呀，现在变了三秒钟了。
Now we have 3 seconds.
十二个小时变了两小时，又变三秒钟。
From 12 hours to 2, and now 3 seconds.
完了没有？
Is it finished yet?
还没有讲完。
It's not done yet.
第十节。
Verse 10.
转眼成空，转眼是多长？
For it's soon gone. How long is soon?
中文和英文有点分别的。中文是一个 wink 啊，那么这一个 the wink of an eye 啊。那么在中英文是 soon 啊，我想这个意思差不多，那意思差不多了。转眼成功，你转转眼有多长时间
？The Chinese version really had it as a winking of the eye. How long is a wink?
这个需要你这个需要实验的。
It needs to take a little experiment.
我想大概十分之一秒。
Probably about a tenth of a second.
更短。
Even shorter.
十二小时变了两小时，又变了三秒钟，又变了十分之一秒。
From 12 hours to 2, 3 seconds to 1 tenth of a second.
人生很短。
Life is short.
真的吗？
Is that true?
青年人又不赞成。
I'm sure young people disagree.
但是很奇怪。
But strangely,
我所见过的这个新诗哈，这个新写诗的人呢，这个写这个人生很短促，都是青年人写的。
But strangely, most of the new poetry written about the shortness of life are written by young people.
奇怪吗
？Is that surprising?
很值得我们想想。
Bears to think about it.
青年人写这个时候大概十几岁、二十几岁，为什么感觉人生那么短
？A teenager loves to write poetry. Why would he think that life is so short?
那么由此可见呢，无论你是老年人也好、中年人也好、青年人也好，人生都是很短。
You can see that be you young or old, life is short.
有一次有一个十八岁的女子。
There was this 18-year-old girl.
她在她家里翻她的家庭的照片簿
Looking through over the family album.
她的旁边呢是她的祖母80岁
Her 80-year-old grandmother was sitting by her.
这个孙女18岁祖母80岁
An 18-year-old granddaughter was an 80-year-old grandmother.
这个孙女翻照片的时候看见有一张照片很美丽的一个女子
As the granddaughter turned through the album and discovered this picture of a beautiful girl.
大概十八岁。
About 18.
她从来没有见过这个女子。
She's never seen this girl.
很漂亮。
Very beautiful indeed.
她就问祖母。
So she asked the grandmother.
这个照片是谁的
？Who is this?
这么漂亮。
So beautiful.
她的祖母不出声。
The grandmother kept silent.
她再问，这是谁呀
？Ask again. Who is she?
怎么我没有见过啊
？How come I've never seen her?
祖母还是不出声。
The grandmother maintained the silence.
再问的时候
，When she asked the third time，
刚才那个三秒钟的叹气来了。
The 3 second sigh came.
她叹了一口气，她说：“这就是我18岁的时候照相。”
That was me at 18.
Yeah， 这个孙女不相信的。 看看照片，看看祖母，一点也不像。
The granddaughter could not believe it. She kept comparing the picture and the person, and it didn't look alike.
她不信她的祖母曾经年轻过。
She couldn't believe that her grandmother was ever young.
这个孙子孙女啊，都是从来感觉祖母未曾年轻漂亮过。
Well, that's true. Most granddaughters don't ever think of grandmothers being young.
但是不要忘记，祖母年轻的时候可能比你还漂亮。
Don't forget, your grandmother was, could be prettier than you are when she was young.
但是过去了。
But that was past.
过去了。
Past and past.
那么摩西为什么这样讲？
Why did Moses say this?
他有一个目的。
He has a purpose.
不是要我们消极。
He does not want us to be negative.
不是要我们悲观。
He does not want us to be pessimistic.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他这里提到他的工作。
Here he mentioned his work.
他说神啊，求你建立我所做的工。
He said, God, confirm the work of my hands.
然后他再重复讲一句。
Then he repeated again.
我们手所做的工，愿你建立。
Yes, the work of our hands, confirm thou it.
现在他讲到做工了。
Now he's thinking of working.
而且他想到有永恒价值的工。
He also think of work that has eternal value.
坚立就是存到永远。
To confirm means to stand forever.
有永恒的价值。
Eternal value.
我们在这里看见世人的意思。
Here we can see the meaning of the people of this world.
一方面他要我们醒悟人生很短。
On one hand, he wants us to realize life is short.
然后另外一方面。
On the other hand,
他要我们好好地利用短促的人生。
He wants us to utilize well this short life.
来做有永恒价值的事。
To do things of eternal value.
主耶稣也是这样讲过。
This is also what our Lord Jesus said.
他说你们中间的哪一个人能够用思虑叫你的寿命增加一刻呢？
He said, whosoever of you could use your thoughts to increase your life by just one hour.
为什么主这样讲？
Why did he say so?
好像是悲观消极。
Very pessimistic and negative.
但是他真正的意思在马太福音六章三十三节。
But his true meaning was in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
就说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
用我们短促的人生来遵行神的旨意。
Use our short life to do God's will.
来求他的国，来求他的义。
To seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
这是有永恒价值的事情。
This is something of eternal value.
一个基督徒是什么人？
What is a Christian?
是一个醒悟了人生价值的人。
Is one that has realized the value of life.
是一个了解了人生的意义的人。
Is one that has realized the meaning of life.
了解以后。
After the realization.
就努力。
Then he strives
积极
he's positive
来遵行主的旨意
to do the Lord's will
来做真美善的事
to achieve things that are true, beautiful and good
好，这是侍奉主第一个条件
this is the first condition of serving the Lord
了解人生的意义
to realize the meaning of life
如果没有为主做什么这个人生很空啊
If you do not do anything for the Lord, your life is empty.
如果你的两只手抓住这个世上的一切
If your hands grab upon the things of the world,
在物质方面很丰富
You are rich in material things.
但是在真理上在灵性上却是贫穷的
But you are poor in truth and in spirit.
那是不值得的
This is very worthless.
有一次我到英国伦敦去。
Once I went to London in England.
我去参观，一个朋友带我去这个 Tate Gallery 去参观那里的图画。
A friend told me to take Tate Gallery to see the paintings.
也许我们中间有人参观过 Tate Gallery.
maybe some of us have been to Tate Gallery.
我注意到有一幅图画。
I noticed one painting.
画了一个人呢，刚刚过世。
A man that just died.
还躺在他的这个床上。
Still laying on his bed.
他的一只手呢，就紧紧地抓住。
One hand firmly clasping.
那是这个画面的中心。
And that is the theme of the picture.
下面有一句话。
And there was a caption.
这样说 What I spent, I have kept. What I kept, I have lost.
我所那个我所用掉的我就留住我所留住的我就失去了。
这个话很有意思。
This is a deep meaning.
他说我所抓住的我失去了。
What I have grasped, I have lost.
我所用去的我得到了
What I've spent, I've kept
他现在两个手抓得很紧里面有什么他的手里面有什么
What's in his two firmly clasped hands
有什么如果你不大清楚你去把他的手拉开看一看
If you don't understand, open his hand, his fist
有什么
What's in there
空的
Nothing
他在世上抓了很多。
He has grabbed a lot on this world.
最后呢，就是一个抓紧的拳头。
Finally, it was a clasped fist, empty hand.
如果我们为了神的荣耀，为了爱人，我们用去一切。
If we have spent everything for God's glory and for love of other people,
结果呢，我们把这些保存到永远。
Then can we keep these?Until eternity.
如果我们一切都是为了自己
If everything is for ourselves,
最后两手空空建筑
Finally, you get to see the Lord empty-handed.
主诗篇要我们了解这件事实
The Psalm wants us to realize this fact.
然后呢，我们就会很积极地来侍奉主
Then we can positively serve the Lord.
现在看第二处的经文
Let us look at the second passage.
116篇
Psalm 116.
第十六节
Verse 16.
116篇十六节
Psalm 116, verse 16.
耶和华啊，我真是你的仆人，我是你的仆人。是你卑女的儿子，你已经解开我的绑锁。
O Lord, I'm thy servant, I'm thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds.
呀，这个诗人他有什么态度呢
？This man, what sort of an attitude does he have?
他说：“神啊，我真是你的仆人。
”He said, "God, I'm really your servant."
他讲一句还不够。
It's not enough for him to state one.
他又重复敢讲。
He repeated.
我是你的仆人。
I am thy servant.
还不够。
It's not enough.
下面又讲。
He repeat once more.
是你卑女的儿子。
The son of thy handmaid.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
两个意思。
Two meanings.
第一。
Number one.
他是真心实意来侍奉神。
He has a genuine attitude to serve God.
我是你的仆人，我真是你的仆人。
I am thy servant. I'm really your servant.
在这个重复里面有他的真诚的心。
His genuineness is evident in his repetition.
最后第二个意思。
And the second meaning.
他说我不但是你的仆人，我是你仆人的仆人。
He said, not only am I your servant, I'm also the servant of your servant.
这是谦卑的意思。
This is humility.
我不配做神的仆人。
I'm not worthy to be God's servant.
我是神仆人的仆人。
I am the servant of God's servant.
有人说这篇诗是大卫写的。
Some said that this psalm was written by David.
这里没有说是大卫写的。
I didn't state here.
但是这篇诗的味道词句很像大卫写的
But the taste and the wording are very like that of David
很可能是大卫写的
it's probably written by David.
如果真是大卫写的，
if it's indeed written by David,
一个君王这样说，神啊，我是你的仆人，是你卑女的儿子。
For a king to say, so God, I'm indeed thy servant, the son of thy handmaid.
Yeah, 这个话多么谦卑。
How humble a statement.
有的人呢，侍奉主觉得自己了不起。
Some serving the Lord will think that they're great.
我做得比你好。
I can do better than you can.
我做得比你好。
I can do better than you can.
我有恩赐。